Joel Acevedo died last spring, 6 days after Michael Mattioli held him in a chokehold for 11 minutes and 20 seconds. He was at a party at the former officer's home when he reportedly got into a fight that led to the strangling. For months, the Acevedo family has been fighting to get police body camera footage released from the night of the party. Acevedo family attorney B. Ivory Lamar says now that a judge has ruled in their favor, the footage will be shown publicly when the Acevedos are ready.
I think this is an important day. This is an important victory. We're thankful for the court. And I think that Joel Acevedo's life will not only be used for the city of Milwaukee, but also to help effectuate change across our state.
Mattioli has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide. His attorneys released a statement saying they're now working to protect his constitutional rights moving forward. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.